You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're kicking off a week-long series featuring stories from our new radio program at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. It's called Uncuffed. Damon Cook traces the roots of his violent past to a single moment. As a kid in Compton, he would get bullied on his way home from school. Then he says one day his grandma told him to fight back. He wrote about that moment in a poem called Anger. In this conversation, Damon's friend, Julian Glenn Paget, starts out by reading part of that poem back to Damon.
It all began when I was a young boy, about 7 or 8, full of so much joy. Being harassed and bullied to no end, rocks, oranges, and the occasional can made of tin. Coming home each day from school became an adventure. Ducking, dodging, trying not to become a preteen with dentures. Then one day it all started to change. I came home bloody, beaten, and deranged. My grandmother saw me trying to hide, addressing my sobbing by telling me, "Go back outside, face your fears, look those boys square in the eye. Find their soul and make that your battle cry."
Man, that sounds, I've never had anyone read that to me. I appreciate you reading that.
Where were you physically, and what brought about you writing this poem, Anger?
I was at San Quentin. I was in an anger management group called GRIP. And that's Guiding Your Rage into Power. It's a year-long program. And when I got there, I still was struggling with my anger because I realized that I really had a love affair with anger.
Who was your nemesis? Every kid has another kid who's just his just bad day.
The bad day guy was Goldie. He would wait for me in an orange grove right outside of school. And he would have his minions of people around him, and they would throw oranges, and they would throw rocks at me. They would throw things at me every day.
Did you live in a tough neighborhood?
Yeah, I grew up in Compton, California.
Is that where your anger and bullying met?
Yeah, well, that's where I think she met the bully, and then I met her.
Okay, that's interesting. You describe your anger as a she, and you're a man. You're a male. What is that?
That's my love affair. I felt empowered when she was around. She nurtured me through the rough times. Personally, I married her.
As you got older, did that fear, progress into other areas of your life?
It caused me to pick up a weapon, pick up a gun, and shoot Mr. Ryan, because I was fearful of control being lost.
Did it take you away from your family?
Absolutely. It took me away from everything.
How did that make you feel?
Alone, destitute.
When did your change start to come about?
When I was in the hole about 8 years ago for the last time. That's when I realized that I couldn't do this anymore.
What's the hole? Can you describe that?
Sure, the hole is administrative segregation in prison. That's when they take you from the general population and they put you in isolation.
How do they take you?
They take you violently. They handcuff you. They shackle you.
What are the sounds like? What do you hear in the hole?
The things that men don't like to talk about. The cries, the loneliness.
How has your life arced from that?
Me being in the hole, having time to reflect on the things and decisions that I made, the poor choices that I made, allowed different things to happen. But for me, there was really a motivation intrinsically to change. And that's what was going on inside of me, but nobody else knew.
Your anger, still married to her?
No, actually I'm not. We got a divorce, it was amicable.
50-50 stay?
Yeah, absolutely. I shook her, but we still got an understanding.
Good, I like that.
No kids.
No kids?
Yeah, so I don't have to pay any alimony.
Thank goodness. Out of this poem that you wrote, is there one line that really resonates with you?
Yeah, I would say the line my grandmother said. Because I'm now starting to make my decisions my battle cry, and no longer am I fearful of my decisions.
What would Damon today say to his 6-year-old or 7-year-old self about the challenges and the the hurdles and the love affair that he is coming between anger and bullying.
I think I would tell him that that relationship you have with anger, that love affair, was simply that, an affair. It wasn't a marriage. You really weren't in love with her. She used you. And you can forgive yourself for being deceived by her.